This month we're going to be talking about fruit and the fruit that all of us produce, because all of us produce fruit. And this is no new concept. As a matter of fact, the Bible demonstrates that our fruit is actually what determines who we are. And so when we think about fruit, this month we'll be talking about you will know them by their fruit, bringing forth fruits worthy of repentance, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, and the wisdom from above and good fruits. Brethren, when we think about the seed principle, if you will, turn your Bibles to Genesis chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. We understand that when God created all things, he said that it was good. And so when he created the seed, he created it and he said that it was good. We find something interesting in verse number 11 and 12. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according, watch this, to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth as it was sown. And the earth brought forth grass, the herbs that yield seed according to its kind, and the tree that yields fruit whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God saw that it was good. God saw that it was good. Brethren, when we think about the seed principle never changes. We know that whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. The seed principle never changes. Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7 and 8. Paul would use that to the church at Galatia. And so they were reaping what they have been sowing. And so when you sow to the Spirit, the Spirit's teaching, then you'll reap that of the Spirit. Galatians 5, 22 and 23. But when you sow to the flesh or to carnality, you'll reap that of the flesh. Galatians 5, 19 through 21. But I found it interesting that God's people, according to the book of Hosea, chapter 8 and verse number 7, had set themselves up against judgment or set themselves up judgment against God. And so what God had to do, he set judgment against them. And so when we stop and we think about why did they do this or what was the results of this? Well, in the book of Hosea, chapter 8 and verse number 7, they transgressed God's covenant. They rebelled against the law. They rejected the good that God gave toward them. They made idols for themselves, and they sowed to the wind and reaped the whirlwind. That's interesting. Brethren, one thing that does not lie is fruit. Evelyn and I was talking a few weeks ago, and she said something that I really appreciated. She said that every decision needs to be viewed by the fruit. You can tell what your decision is going to be just by looking at the fruit of it. And so if we make decisions and the fruit of it is bad, we know that was a bad decision. That's good. It's real good. In Hosea chapter 10, in verse number 12, God is pleading with his people again. And I find it very encouraging, but yet very interesting, again, that God is trying to get his people to do some things. It's no different today. God wants his people to think. He wants his people to understand. Hosea 10 and verse number 12, sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. Remember that in Jeremiah 4, verse number 3, 4. It is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains, not water, but righteousness on you. If we sow righteousness, brethren, we'll reap righteousness. If we sow carnality and worldliness, we'll reap that. But Jesus would take this concept, and it would be amazing how he uses this idea in John chapter 4, verse 34 to verse number 38. And as I was pondering this and thinking about some of these concepts, Jesus puts everyone who is willing in the position to reap the same thing that his disciples, i.e. his apostles, reaped. What do you mean by that, Brother Mike? In chapter 4, verses 34 through verse number 38, it's important that we read this. Watch this. Jesus said to them, "My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for what? Eternal life." I put a little mark in my Bible. I said powerful. Brethren, there is a fruit that we can gather, and it's going to be eternal life. But watch this. "That both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together." Remember, it is Jesus that is doing the work here as he is laboring with the Samaritan woman, i.e. the Samaritans, and he's sowing something. What is he sowing? He's sowing the truth of the gospel. Remember in Acts chapter 8, we have the Samaritans, and Philip is there now preaching, Brother Ryan, and notice, there was great joy in that city. Hold on, Philip, he was reaping. The apostles, they were reaping, but they were reaping in the work that God and Jesus sowed. When we bring someone to Christ, brethren, it ain't about us. He who plants and he who waters is nothing, according to what Paul says, but he who gives the increase. God is the one that gives the increase. None of us can take any glory, any credit for anyone coming to the Lord. God gets all the glory. We're just able to enjoy the reaping benefits of it. We get to say, praise be to God, someone obeyed the gospel. And just because of that, and because of that, we're fellow workers with God. Finally, Luke 8. Brethren, fruit. What does your fruit look like? What does Bonner's fruit look like? What does the world's fruit look like? In Luke 8 and verse number 11, we understand the seed principle. Now we consider the word of God. The parable is this. The seed is the word of God. What does the seed produce? What type of fruit does the seed produce? It produces Galatians 1, 6 and 7, one gospel. That's the only thing that the seed, the word of God, can produce is one gospel. It can't produce two gospels, three gospels, 100 gospels. It can only produce one gospel. It produces the unity of the Spirit, Ephesians 4, 1 through 3. When we go to the word of God, we ought to be able to get along with each other. Why? Because the seed, the word of God, is going to produce that fruit. And when that doesn't happen, somebody's not producing or sowing the right seed. The church of Christ, 1 Corinthians 12, verse number 13, "For by one spirit you're all baptized into one body." Doesn't sound like infant baptism. Doesn't sound like sprinkling. It sounds like one is being immersed into the body, into Christ. But it produces children of God and only children of God. The seed, which is the word of God, brethren, never produces a child of the devil. It always produces a child of the King. Why? Because the seed is the word of God. And finally, it produces the fruit of the Spirit. Brethren, those nine beautiful attributes that we see in the fruit of the Spirit, not fruits, fruit, that's precise language right there. Which means it requires all of those in order for the fruit to be the fruit. So if one of them is not in there, you got rotten fruit. Brethren, we need the word of God in our hearts. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, what are we producing? What seed are we putting in our hearts? We told this to our kids when they were growing up. Watch what you put in your mind, because you're going to have to deal with it when you get older. What are you putting in your heart right now? If you're not a child of God, we want you to be considering putting God's word in your heart so you can produce fruit unto God, Romans 7, verse number 4. And when you produce fruit unto God, you'll be a child of God and only a child of God. You do that by believing that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. If you want to repent of sins, confess Christ to be Lord, be buried in water for the remission of your sins. Maybe a child of God, you've been sowing the wrong seed. The seed will produce after its own kind. Brethren, we need to sow the right seed. And the seed is the word of God. As we stand, as we sing, the Savior's invitation.